Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and today we're talking with Michael Sutherland, owner of Sutherland Maps. He's a local cartographer, and he pours his love of map making into hand-drawn maps for purchase and commission. These are fascinating. We talk about his path to map making, which areas of the Lehigh Valley he's found interesting and challenging to map, the things that he loves about it. It's really fascinating. I hope you give it a listen. We learned about him through Sauk & Source, an article in Sauk & Source, and we've linked that in our show notes. A big thank you to our sponsors, Lehigh Valley Health Network. Please listen for their commercial in this episode. Baco Beverage, Michael Bernardin with Remax, the Wind Creek Event Center, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, and of course, WDIY. Thank you to everyone who allows us to do this and allows us to keep this going. And let's get in to talk with Michael Sutherland, owner of Sutherland Maps. All right, Michael, how's it going?
It's going very well. So it's a very quiet Monday morning.
I know, right? It's great to be able to talk to you. I love when paths connect on the internet. You know, I read your article on Sauk & Source, and that is why we're here today. Josh Papashak, the owner and editor of Sauk & Source, interviewed you regarding your map making, cartography, all this interesting stuff that we're going to talk about. So, Michael, thank you for being on the podcast, and let's get to it. You're from the Sauk & Valley area. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself up until this moment?
Sure. So, I've spent most of my life in Lehigh Valley. First in Allentown and then Hellertown, and currently my wife and I now live around Coopersburg.
Okay.
And I've always been interested in maps, and so I'm one of those weird people who knew what they wanted to study going to college.
Right.
So, so I ended up going to Penn State studying geography, which that's the profession, or that's the right. Major you go into for cartography and map making, and just ended up in it. I currently work for a commercial real estate company doing mapping work on the computer, but I have my own little side business, which is the cartography I think we'll talk about today.
Yeah, I think it's lucky in a way that you're making money. I don't want to say hobby because it's not a hobby, but you're making money at the thing that you're interested in. Like you're working, hey, my day job is working with maps, and then my hobby is also working with maps. Like that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I you know, a lot of people who I work with on a day-to-day basis on my team don't do it as a hobby, but I'm just one of those people who loves doing it as a professional and hobby, and it's great.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. My brother-in-law is in, like, he's a city planner out in Portland, Oregon, and yeah, he does all this kind of stuff in his free time, and we've talked about even going back into childhood what he was interested in, this type of stuff. Can you remember anything, like, when you were a kid that you're like, yeah, man, I really dig maps. Like, what kind of was that for you?
Yeah, you know, I think I was just curious in how to get around places, whether that was going on walks with, you know, my mother and sister as a kid, the neighborhood, exploring Allentown, or staring at the car ride on long trips out to Pittsburgh. I was always curious about the landscape, and maps, in one sense, describe that landscape. So trying to figure out what was where. I became more interested in it in seeing some of my family, such as my grandmother, put together lots of different artwork of landscapes. And it's just a mixture of many different things, of exploring places, seeing people do art, kind of putting it together. And it wasn't just one moment where it all immediately began. I think I grew into wanting to do it more once middle school, high school came along.
And you say art, and it's true. It's funny. We look on, just an example, on social media, posts all the time of like old maps from the 1800s of the place that we live in, and we're fascinated by it. You know, why do you think that is? Why do you think that, not just yourself, you know, you said you're weird. I don't think it is. I think almost everybody is fascinated by this stuff. What do you think that pull is with maps and old maps? And
you know, I think people are always curious about why landscapes have developed the way they have. So even around the Lehigh Valley, you see little crossroads that are named Coffee Town or Chicken Town.
Chicken Town,
And you're like, why was it called that? And sometimes it's quite literally because, well, there was a farm there, there were chickens, I don't know. I mean, personally, I'm not super familiar with than full meaning.
But still, it makes sense. They're like, hey, this is Chicken Town.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, things were named typically for people who lived there, the industries that went on. And I think those old maps go and describe those places to people. You know, in a world where we can have any information immediately, you can come across this information, but then it's still not clear of why is it where it is? Why is it named what it is?
I mean, that's kind of like a whole other podcast, but we kind of take those things for granted in a way. Just like every street you're driving down is named for something. And I guess if you sat there and thought about it all day, you wouldn't make it to the next block. What's interesting, and people should go to Sutherland Maps, SutherlandMaps.com.
That's correct.
Talk to us a little bit about the difference between, okay, you know, you're doing real estate, we're talking about maps and maybe looking at historical stuff. What do you do that's a little bit different? We're talking hand-drawn maps, and people can see some of these on screen. Talk about that process or how you go about it.
Sure. So, you know, years ago, a lot of this began as a hobby. I like drawing maps of places where I live, where people that I care about are at. And so, yeah, you know, there's a lot more artistry to it. You know, when you do work just on the computer, you tend to be more limited by the software, which is fine, but you know, for more of the artistry, you have to escape that. So I made maps of many cities such as Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. I have one that I recently did of Acadia National Park, but there's also one of the Lehigh Valley, which is really
I'm looking at it right now. It's amazing. How large is this map in person? I'm looking at it on my computer.
Sure.
It looks so intricate.
Yeah, it's 48 inches tall, 45 inches wide. So, and that's because I do all my work typically on individual 9x12 inch sheets of paper that I then tape together.
Are they blank pieces of paper?
They are blank pieces of paper. Wow. Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So the Lehigh Valley map took about a year to go and do, and quite literally, I'm going and sketching it out little by little. Yeah, you have to imagine from the get-go that I'm trying to find a small intersection that I can then go and draw out, and then basically by using online measurement tools, create a little conversion scale that I then go and pencil in more and more area through it.
Where did you start with that map? Like, what was your first block?
That's a great question that I cannot answer.
You don't want to answer it?
No,
or you don't remember?
I just don't know.
Oh,
you know, because here's the thing with these projects.
Yeah.
I have a grand idea, but I'm like, it'll never fully happen. And then then you begin, you get a little bit too far into it, and you're like, I should keep on going. And before you know it, a year goes by, and I forget where I began.
Because you're already like, you know, all the other things you're doing.
I mean, it was probably somewhere in Allentown. But it's hard to say.
Kind of start from the beginning, or start from the middle would make sense. Sutherland Maps, people are coming to you and ordering maps. So is it something where you kind of have some maps ready to go that people could purchase? And they can also say, hey, I would love one of this place that is special to me from my childhood.
Sure. So yeah, so everything's available on my website, SutherlandMaps.com, but I also have an Etsy site as well, marketing that. And I have about six different maps in there, I think, right now. I forget off the top of my head. But Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Lehigh Valley, Ocean City, New Jersey, Acadia National Park. And then there's one at State College, which I have as well. So I have some pre-made things that, you know, I try and keep it pretty affordable. And I have I have a good printing resource that I can work with to keep those prices lower. But I also do commissions as well. So I'm currently working on my second or third commission. But really, people can email me and we can set up a time to talk, whether in person or over the phone. And I can go in and flesh out their idea.
What happens at Lehigh Valley Health Institutes? What's next happens? Here
You'll find the latest, most advanced innovations in heart and vascular, neuroscience, surgery, orthopedics, and cancer care. You'll find invaluable alliances like their partnership with Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. And one team, your team, singularly focused on getting you better. Here is where exceptional happens. Lehigh Valley Health Network. Your health deserves a partner.
I guess, like, for other people who are interested in this type of stuff, I know there are people out there who are. Do you have any tips for something like this? Like, if they are interested in, like, hey, I like maps, I like drawing, that type of stuff. What are some things that maybe you have done that have allowed you to explore your passion?
I mean, really, you know, I've talked to many other cartographers and gotten tips from them. And there are many people doing wonderful work. But it's just been reaching out to them. And typically people have been very, very friendly to share their tips with me. But quite frankly, you just have to start doing it. And there's trial and error, and you figure it out. I'd like to say over time, my work's gotten better as I've tried and failed in many ways and made many errors. Sure. And I have a better idea of what to look out for with my drawing. And it's just much more about taking my time. If I'm trying to rush something too much, I'm bound to make mistakes.
Sure. Yeah. I think that's the same with pretty much anything, right? If it's just take your time with it. When you just off the cuff question, I'm curious. When you were drawing that Lehigh Valley map, were there any places in the Lehigh Valley that maybe surprised you or were interesting and that you didn't maybe recognize before?
You know, there are many smaller crossroads, more in the northern part of the region, that I don't really get to as much, just because since I'm around Coopersburg, I don't venture up towards Chapman or Danielsville or whatnot too often.
Yeah, we're not driving around the Lehigh Valley all day, right?
No, but it's fun to see the little crossroads and then try and explore them on Google Street View, see what's there, go down some back roads. There are a lot of little hidden gems out there, and as much as more of the Lehigh Valley's landscape that we see on a day-to-day basis is maybe dominated more by industrial development, warehouses, or whatnot, there's still a lot of really beautiful, quaint little rural crossroads that have unique little restaurants, general stores, really, really wonderful stuff.
And it's history to it. You know, as you're looking at the map, you can also look at that history as well. One of the guys I interviewed in September, his name is Joel Hibschman. I'm going to connect you guys.
I've heard of him before. He's the guy who's running every stream.
But it's just so interesting. Like, he keeps a map of all the places he's gone. I think it's more kind of, in a running app or something like that. But he says the same thing, where you're going through some of these innocuous areas and you're just kind of in the wonder of, hey, this is our neighborhood. This is neat that it exists. So that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, the Lehigh Valley has many, many wonderful places to go and explore, whether with our park systems and trails, the small little boroughs and towns. There's a lot out there. I mean, and I've had the privilege to be able to go and work for organizations such as the Delaware and Lehigh National Heritage Corridor, where I've gotten to go and explore really the entire region. There's just a lot out there. You know, I think that thing that I could take for granted growing up here.
Personally, I love it. I really enjoy looking through the maps. I'm a sucker for that stuff. So I'm the guy you're making these for, because I love, it's fascinating for me just to look at. And for people who are interested, again, we said it, but head to SutherlandMaps.com. I'll make sure that's in the link and everything. And from there, you can explore more of the stuff that we just talked about, get some examples, and connect with Michael. So
great. Wonderful. There.
Mike, thank you so much. This is a lot of fun. Great to learn about this stuff. I'm going to take even a deeper look at some of these maps here.
Okay. Hey, and you know, I'm always here to answer more questions if you have them. So I'm always here working on something.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you again to Michael Sutherland. Go to SutherlandMaps.com. And of course, thank you to our sponsors, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Michael Bernadin with Remax, Banco Beverage, the Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY, and Molly's in Bethlehem. Please head to lvwithlove.com to find out more about everything. Thank you guys so much.